to them that love God. I'm going to hang on to that promise. Amen. May hit some rough waters. Amen. Some bumps in the road. But if I'm just got to concentrate on loving God, and if I'm concentrating on loving God, I'm going to ride his promise all the way to glory. Somebody say amen. Where's my church at? You got any amens in you this morning? How many loves the Lord with all your heart? How many come here just cause you love him? You come just show him you love him. Amen. Going to obey his word. I'm telling you, sin is a bad business. I said, sin is a bad business. And I thought this morning as we sung, washed in the blood. Amen. I don't know if we really realize what that means or not. But brother, sin is a creature. It is a monster. Amen. The Lord said to Cain, if thou doest well, thou wilt be accepted. But if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And that word, of course, all the preachers that studied that word, it could be interpreted, croucheth. Sin croucheth at the door. Some of y'all packed sin on your back in this house this morning. And you don't realize it's not a pet. It's not an old yaller retriever laying on the porch going to lick your hand. It's a beast. Amen. Whoa, come on now. I said, sin is a beast. It'll devour you. It'll make you evil. It'll change your nature. It'll cause you to hate. It'll cause you to be bitter and greedy and envious. It'll cause you, amen, to be a troublemaker and a liar and a cheater. It will. And then when it's done with you, the Bible said when sin is finished, it brings forth death. Amen. And you know what? It is appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. And brother, sin will stand at judgment and will mock you and point at you and accuse you and then take you to hell. Amen. Sin's a monster. And I'm telling you what, the reason I love my Savior, whoo, praise God, when that monster was crouched at me, amen, Christ went to Calvary, stretched his arms out, gave his life's blood, and that monster fell dead. Are you listening to me? I said that hungry monster fell dead, amen, and I was released, and sin no longer has dominion over me. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord in this house today. Feel like preaching a little. Amen. I said, I feel like preaching a little bit to you. We're going through these holidays. I tell you, amen, the prophet in my life, amen, every bit of it, every little fiber, amen, of good in my life came from that babe in a manger, that cross on the hill. Amen. The hope of that resurrection, that empty tomb. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, you say, well, I'm coming to church and living for the Lord. And I'm not happy. And I don't have any joy. And I can't keep from sinning. I tell you, you've got a critical problem. Amen. You need to bring it to Christ and have him make you all over again. A brand new creature. Hallelujah. Oh, it's critical, but you know, the Lord said, if thou doest well, you shall be accepted. You can live for God. You can live for God. He said, well, I know a lot of people as hypocrites. Well, big deal. Whoo, hallelujah. You don't have to. By the power of the Son of God, I mean, our church world, I'm about done, but our church world is so scandalous. I said, our church world is so scandalous. That's right. We have, if you get a very big congregation together at all, it don't have to be no bigger than this one. You got a scandal in the making right in the middle of it. Somebody that's the devil's got a hold of trying to make them act like an idiot, make a fool out of them, make them hurt somebody else. That's right. Everywhere you go. But I'm going to tell you something. The devil is not going to win. If you saved, ain't enough devils in hell can keep you from being saved. If you want to be sanctified, if you really want to live a sanctified life, if you lose your temper and cuss every now and then, and you wish you didn't do that, I want to tell you something. You don't have to do that. If you want to be sanctified, you can be sanctified. If the world's a pulling on you and you find yourself wanting to look worldly and go worldly and you can't, and you just can't keep from it, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be that way. Amen. When the Lord came, amen, on Calvary and came out of that empty tomb, amen, and left those grave clothes laying there, amen, he annihilated sin, amen, death, hell, and the grave. He took the stinger. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? I wish somebody would say amen. I tell you, we've got a great Savior. Hallelujah. Live in the fear of death all your life. Jesus come to conquer the power of the devil, which is the fear of death. I'll tell you, death ain't nothing. Death ain't nothing but a honeybee. Are you listening? Without a stinger. You say, yeah, really? That's really right. You say, what do you mean? I'm going to tell you something. Praise God. I wish y'all was here. Y'all, I wish y'all hadn't left on me. I wish somebody would say amen. I tell you, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Death is a tough one for us here. But I'm going to tell you, after the Son of God came out of that tomb, I was up there yesterday morning in that old graveyard, looking over at that orange pot of flowers, and took a little stroll out there. But I'm going to tell you something, Mom. My little sister ain't suffering. I tell you, what did death do to her? Amen. I tell you what it did to her. Amen. It put her into the presence of God. Y'all don't believe this at all. I don't believe y'all believe this. I don't believe y'all even think about this till you go to some funeral or something. But I think of this every day. I'm going to tell you, death, we don't have to fear death. Death, brother, precious in the eyes of the Lord, or the death of his saint. I want to tell you something. It's hard on us. Amen. Here as we look and miss and look around in this old shadowy world. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen, brother, the Son of God came to bring us victory. Amen. Over sin and over death and over hell. Are you listening? And he did a great job. He's got the keys of it. The only reason we grieve as those that have no hope is because we haven't put our whole heart, amen, into the Word of God and the Son of God. I've gave my whole life, amen, since I was 19 years old. It's the truth of that Bible, and it's never let me down. Amen. I said it's never let me down. And though we can't see beyond now, but by faith, we seek for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Well, can you say praise the Lord? I tell you, in this house today, and you say, well, when I come, I'm looking at me, and everybody's trying to get me to pray. Everybody wants me to join the church, and I'll tell you, you've got the wrong idea. And I love you. You say, well, I'm feeling like running out of the building right now. Don't feel that way. All I'm trying to do is introduce you to the best friend that I've ever had in the world. That's all I'm trying to do. And I'll tell you why I want to introduce you to him, because I love you. You say, you don't even know me. I don't have to know you. Amen, I love you. Praise God. And because I love you, I'm trying to introduce you, amen, to life. Praise God. You say, well, I'm living now. Yeah. Amen. But you may not live much longer. Amen. 40 by reason of strength. I'll tell you what, I don't know what the future holds for you. Amen. Listen, but I do know who holds the future. I'm trying to tell you, you can get out of the sinning business. You don't have to live in torture and torment. Praise, you're going to slide into hell any minute. Brother, the Son of God came and built a bridge, amen, across that dark gulf with his own precious blood. Amen. Come on now. It wasn't Muhammad died for me. It wasn't Buddha died for me. It wasn't Paul or John or James. It wasn't you or my grandfather. But it was one and only Son of God. And he died to give me life and give it more abundantly. Amen. And I feel a loyalty in my Savior. This morning. Now you just hang on here a minute now. Praise God, this preacher feels like preaching to you a little while. Morning. Amen. You're in this house. Amen. And you're not saved. You carried that old monster in. And the devil said you're having a good time. But brother, that good time will turn into a nightmare. And the party will be over. And you'll take your last breath. And you'll go into the darkness without a friend, unless you come to the Son of God and let him wash you, let him cleanse you. Come on now. We got any regenerated people in this house today? How many knows the Lord can do it for you?
Feel the Holy Ghost in here. Glory. I've heard people say, I wish I was 20 again, knew what I know now. But I'm going to tell you something. I've seen people get dumber the older they get. It's awful quiet now. I should have said that a little more pleasant. But I'm going to tell you, I just had turned 19 years old. I'm 50 now. I mean, I know I'm a crisp, young-looking 50, but I'm 50 now. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I ain't no smarter now than I was that old, cold night. Amen. And about this time of year, Mom. Amen. When I got sick of my sins, knelt down, I didn't know one verse of scripture. I didn't know the NIV, KJV. I didn't know one Bible from another. I didn't know about the Mormons. I didn't know about the Seventh-day Adventists. I didn't know about the this and that and the other denomination. But I knew I had a burden I couldn't carry, and I had a load I couldn't lift, and I had a sin I couldn't get loose from, and there was a monster about to tear my life out of me. You ain't believing this. You know why? Because you've come to this church for years, and you've listened to me talk about my experience, and you ain't got one of your own. Amen. I tell you what's going to keep you and going to make you happy is if you get one of your own. Amen. You don't have to kneel here. You can kneel there. You can bow your head, and all you got to do is say, have mercy on me, a sinner, and he'll have mercy on you.
Tell you, I know I'm a little out of socket here. But I'm going to tell you, amen, I want you to know that I love you. And most of all, God loves you. And he's interested in you being right with God. Somebody, come on, church, where's my church alive now? And I want you to know you don't have to meet God in bad way. You can meet him and hear him say, well done, and be at peace because of one man. What's his name? Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Bow your heads and lift your hands and ask God to meet the needs in this place today. Meet the needs of lives in this place this morning. Preach you a little gospel this morning. I want you to know there's hope for you. Say, I'm a drowning man. There's a lifeline. Praise God. My life's in jeopardy. There is a Savior. Come on now, church. Lift them hands up and ask God to give us souls. Praise God. Praise God. Shut up. I mean, how's great. Come on, Brother Robert, and get us a little song, softening up song. Come on. How many's got a great need in here? Sister Helen's mother had a heart attack this week, coded. She's down there at Buchanan General, just hanging between life and death. And they said she don't know anything. That's what the doctor said. Said she's brain dead. Don't know anything. Me and Brother Lawrence Horn went back in there. Hey, Locke, listen to me now. I'm about ready to do something else here. I want you to listen to this preacher. Good to see Sister Bailey here this morning. Maybe we may have thought we'd never see her on this pew again. There she is. And looking mighty good, too. Wouldn't you love the Holy Ghost to fall on her and put that trouble and disease in reverse on her? Come on now, somebody say amen. I started to go back and pray, and I was busy Saturday, and I was into so many different things I had to get done, and I didn't have time to get my necktie on. Sometimes I don't do that, and if that bothers y'all, I'll try to do better, because I know I wasn't raised to go visiting and stuff in work clothes. I was supposed to wear my overcoat and my white shirt, and I do that a lot of the time, but sometimes I don't have time. And so anyway, I just slipped in there in my old hooded sweatshirt and my blue jeans. Yeah, I do wear them. They're tough. I do buy Levi's. If y'all getting that, then you just getting it because I like them. They,
They last a long time if you don't outgrow them. That's right. I went down there, and I know that ain't the ethical way to do it, brother. Got this fine young preacher here. I know it ain't. But I was just running, and a woman was down there, and I wanted to go have a prayer for her. I made it a little late, and they wasn't going to let me in there because I didn't look like a preacher. And I hated to say I'm a preacher because I felt a little like I didn't look like one, and I was afraid they'd make me prove it, and I didn't feel all anointed all that much right then. But Helen's brother, he was standing back there in the aisle, and they were running me off, and he came up the aisle, and he said, "That's a preacher. He's going to pray for my mama." And I thought, I know they probably don't believe that, but they went ahead and opened up the door, and I got to go back there and pray with her. But I'm going to tell you something now. Listen to me now. When I began to, me and Brother Lawrence Horn began to pray, she rallied around, opened her eyes. Now, you can say, the doctor said I was just a nervous reaction or this, that, or the other. But I'm going to tell you something. When you're down that far and you hear a little prayer, feel a little something from heaven, boy, it stirred. Come on now. I remember that man. I remember that man in Bristol that was unconscious, and they were rushing him on that tunnel from one place to the other and trying to get him before he died. And he was going out of this world. And I can remember his eyes were glancing at me, and them eyes glazing over as they were rushing him into the emergency to get him before he died. And I can remember very well when we finally touched God for that man. And he said, Jesus. He hadn't talked for 3 days. And when that man said, Jesus, the old nurse, male nurse that was standing at the foot of the bed getting ready to put the needle in him, he said, his chart says he doesn't communicate. But he said, I declare that sounded like communication to me. Are y'all out there? I'm going to tell you, the devil may have his foot on you and you can't communicate. But brother, if you can say Jesus, that's all you need. Yeah. Why would somebody get out now and help me now? I said, that's all we need. Come on now. I said, that's all you need. If you can call his name, can you say it? Let's hear you say it.
Jesus.
Let's hear you say it.
Jesus.
Do you really need him? Let's hear you call his name like Jesus. You really need him. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Sing, brothers.
Are you weary, broken hearted, burdened down with care?
Now, what we're doing.
Does all
we're open up the door.
Seem gone?
If you need to come to the altar,
your soul
right there it is. If you've been carrying a load of sin and can't get it figured out, right here.
Forsaken,
we'll pray with you. Church, I want you to start looking to God and let the Holy Ghost worry about who needs to come on up.
He's waiting
all right?
For you.
How about, where's my church at? Are y'all part-time church or full-time church? Come on.
Let's
seek the Lord right here for these lost souls. Like to try the Lord, you tried everything else in the world. Won't you try Him?
Savior stands.
He's the only one that can fix you eternally.
Bring your heartaches, your sorrow. He'll give you life anew.
Come on now.
Come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
He's waiting for you.
Oh, where's my little church at? Just go ahead and talk to God.
Come to Jesus. He's waiting for you.
He's waiting for you. I feel like the Lord wants to do a little more in this
with
house.
With outstretched hands.
Are you without God? You want to come? Right now's the time.
And he beckons to you. Bring your heartaches, your sorrow. He'll give you life anew.
Yeah.
Come to Jesus. He's waiting for you.
Listen a minute. Here we're going to sing another verse. Listen.
Are you searching?
Are you searching?
Always searching.
Always searching.
But never can you find.
Can you find?
Something in this world.
In this world.
That can satisfy.
That's you, isn't
there's
it?
An answer.
There's an answer
to your problem.
To your problem. Listen.
A solution. Sure and true. Come to Jesus.
Oh, you ought to come on and seek the Lord.
He's waiting for you.
You ought to come and seek the Lord this morning. That's what you ought to
come
do.
To Jesus.
Come on now. He'll love you right on the end
he
of life.
Waiting for you.
Where's my church?
Hands.
Go ahead
the
now.
Savior stands.
I know this is a little out of order for you, but there's somebody in here lost us all. Get out. Need to come
bring
and get saved this
your
morning.
Heart
have you got it right with God? Have you fixed it with the Lord? Have you got an experience that's good? You good?
You life for you. Come to Jesus. He's waiting for you.
Listen to this.
Oh, come to Jesus. He's waiting for you.
Waiting for you.
With outstretched hands, the Savior stands.